AP Sports, I'm Josh Rountree. A busy night on the diamond in Tampa. The Rays dropped the Marlins in a battle of Florida 4-1 as Tyler Glasnow went seven strong innings benefiting from early run support.
Just anytime you're out there and you have like a little, not like a cushion, but yeah. I mean, if you're like in line to the team is going to win it, it definitely kind of, yeah. I don't know if you pitch any different, but it feels nice for sure.
In Milwaukee, the Reds pulled to within a half game of the Brewers in the NL Central. Cincy rookie Andrew Abbott went seven scoreless, outdueling Corbin Burns in the 4-3 win.
So our offense has got a large, like a big persona and a great pitcher to deal with. So it's important for whoever the starter is. Today was me, but whoever the starter is in that game to come out and just hold them close and give us a chance to win.
Elsewhere, the Astros edged the Rangers 4-3. The Phillies beat Baltimore by the same score. The Mets dropped the Yankees 9-3, and the Dodgers rallied to beat Toronto in extras 8-7. In college football, Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh could be in some hot water. More from correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh is facing a 4-game suspension for breaking NCAA rules. That is according to a person with knowledge of a proposed settlement between the school and NCAA enforcement, who spoke with the Associated Press. The agreement between the coach, school, and governing body is not finalized. Michigan received notice earlier this year that the NCAA was looking into potential rules infractions in the Harbaugh-led program. The investigation involved impermissible text and calls to high school prospects during part of a pandemic-related dead period for contact with potential recruits.
The oldest son of LeBron James, Bronny James, suffered cardiac arrest Monday and is in stable condition after being released from the ICU. James, entering his freshman year at USC, suffered the cardiac arrest during practice. This according to a statement on behalf of the James family. In the NBA, the Celtics and Jaylen Brown have reportedly agreed to a 5-year, $304 million deal, the largest Supermax contract in NBA history. And on the ice, Bruins star forward Patrice Bergeron announced his retirement Tuesday. I'm Josh Rountree, AP Sports.